Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz-Madsen, and today we're reading 2 Chronicles 10 through 12. Today, I'd like to start with a question. Who is still with me? Send me an email or comment on this post if you're still reading the readings every day. Or if you've gotten behind, get out your paper clips and use this as motivation to recommit to this challenge. I know it gets so hard at times, but you will be so blessed by it if you just hang with us. So get out those paper clips. Maybe you paper clip all of April or all of March, but you pick up today and start reading, and that's okay. Okay, just have to do a checkup every now and then. Hope you're still hanging on. Moving on. Here are some symptoms of a half-hearted love for God taken from the life of Rehoboam. Your words and actions promote division, not peace. You rely on your own strength rather than God's. You worship God only when it's expedient for you. You distort God's plan and purpose for the family. You acknowledge God only when you feel helpless. Are you half-hearted in your love for God? Then clear the channels of communication with Him. Admit your waywardness. Acknowledge His righteousness and get back in step with Him. Don't wait until you're staring death in the face to set things right. That is from today's My Daily Walk. Wow. I usually have additional thoughts to add, but when the daily walk is that good, I'm just going to stop there. If you have fallen behind, take this opportunity to do exactly what today's My Daily Walk says. Use this extra time, if you usually listen to the podcast, to do exactly what it's asking you to do. And I'm including a good review of Rehoboam from gotquestions.org, of course. I also want to encourage you all to do this study with a friend or group. It's not too late to find someone you know in this group and try to meet once a week or once every 2 weeks or once a month just to give us all some accountability. You can always go to the Facebook page. There's 1,500 people on there and try to find someone near you that maybe you can meet face-to-face or via Zoom. We don't have to go face-to-face anymore. Just find someone who can hold your hand and hold you accountable. Tomorrow is 2 Chronicles 13 through 16. Happy reading! As I've been sharing, Every Word 365 is going to Greece to see where the Apostle Paul took his ministry throughout the New Testament. I've been sharing what we'll do on each day, and on the last day of our tour, we will see the world-famous Byzantine monasteries that are perched precariously on the summits of gray rock pinnacles of varied and beautiful shapes. From the mountains, our tour travels southward past Thermopylae, which is primarily known for the battle that took place there in 480 BC, in which an outnumbered Greek force of 7,000, including the famous 300 Spartans, held off a substantially larger force of Persians. Then we head back to Athens to wrap up this trip of a lifetime. I so hope you will join us. So just message me, send me an email or a message, and I will add you to our VIP list. Hope to see you in Greece with us in 2025.